Hello, Adrian.
Just a moment. I think that's calling already. That was like as soon as you put that.
Hello.
Hey, Adrian, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
My name is Harold. This call is in regards to your MD sexual abuse lawsuit on recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No.
No. And I do want to ask you, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Say that one more time.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or anything like that regarding this lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. And now you're filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
And you are a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever received any money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
No. And do you know anyone else who is seeking justice for their abuse and someone who needs assistance?
No.
No. Have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
No. And did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, a school, or a church, or while you were under their care?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. Can I ask you, what institution was it at? What facility did the abuse occur at?
Hickey.
One more time.
Hickey.
Hickey.
Yeah.
Charles H. Hickey, junior school?
Yeah.
And do you have the dates of the abuse?
I don't have, like, the specific dates, but it happened in, like, 2009, I want to say 2010.
2009, 2010.
Yeah.
And then I do have to ask you this. Could you describe the abuse that occurred?
I was getting touched by one of the male officers. They were like staff or whatever when we were on the unit. Like, he would make me go to my cell, and then that's where he would touch me.
I'm sorry to hear that. And can I ask you, was it over the clothes or was it underneath the clothes?
It was underneath the clothes.
Underneath the clothes?
Yeah.
How old were you at the time?
I was like 14, 15.
15. And how old are you now?
I'm 30. Well, I'm 31. My bad.
No worries. No worries. This person, he was an officer at the facility.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have the name of your abuser?
Oh, I want to say his name was Mr. Harrison.
Mr. Ashton?
But, no, Harrison. I'm not 100% sure. Everybody just called him Mr. H, so, but I believe his name was Mr. Harrison.
Gotcha. Okay. One second. And do you have a description of his physical appearance, his hair, eye color?
He's like 6'3". He's dark skinned. He's got like brown eyes, and he got a receding hairline. He got like a short cut.
Does he have any tattoos, glasses?
No, he don't have no tattoos or glasses.
No tattoos, no glasses. Do you remember his hair color?
Black.
Do you have an approximate age?
No, I don't have an approximate age, but I would say he's just guessing, like around 30 back then. I don't know. Maybe in his mid-30s.
Gotcha, okay. And from your time being there, how many times would you estimate that you were abused during the time you were there?
I want to say it was going on for a few months. I was only there for 4 months in total, so most of the time that I was there.
Most of the time you were there?
Yeah.
Would you be able to estimate a number if you had, you know, if you had to?
I don't know, like 40, 50 times.
40, 50 times. I'm sorry to hear that. And you said it happened in the cell?
Yeah.
Did you?
There wasn't a lot of cameras back then, so.
Right. Did you ever disclose the abuse to anyone?
No, I'm really now not really comfortable talking about it, but yeah.
And I do have to ask you, how has the abuse affected your life?
Well, now I'm just, it's just, I don't know, mostly mental, like, just building relationships with people. I don't really have friends. I'm basically a loner most of the time. And now I got kids, so I don't know, I'm more aware for them, I guess I want to say, but that's really how it affected me most of all.
Gotcha. And are you currently employed?
No, I'm not employed.
No. And was law enforcement ever involved?
When?
I'm sorry?
When?
When the abuse happened?
No.
No. And do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility, any type of, like, grades, any type of documents that show that you were there?
No, I don't have any documentation that says I was there.
Do you have any pictures or anything while you were there?
No.
No, nothing like that? Okay.
No, I don't got anything. Okay.
And then I do have to ask you, could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm male.
Okay, and then I do have your name, Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N.
Yes.
And then last name, is it Coker, C-O-K-E-R?
Yes.
And then could I go ahead and get your date of birth?
It's January the 30th, 1994.
It just passed. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Did you do anything special?
No, I just stayed in the house.
In the house?
Yeah.
It's never a bad idea, you know?
Yeah.
Never a bad idea. And then I do have your email address, last name, first name, 44@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then your phone number, 443-535-2368.
Yes.
And then could I go ahead and get the best property address for you?
It's going to be 2515 25th Street Southwest, Akron, Ohio, 44314.
Thank you. And then have you received any type of treatment or therapy?
No.
No? Okay. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you want to put down as your emergency contact?
Carolyn Coker.
Carolyn Coker. And is this your mother?
Yes.
Mother. And then does she live with you?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Carolyn. And then is Carolyn, is it with a C or with a K?
It's with a C.
With a C. C-A-R-O-L-Y-N?
Yes.
Mother. And then her phone number?
It's 443-535-2368.
All righty. And then the last thing I do need would be the social in order to verify identity, or I can go ahead and take the last four, whatever you kind of feel more comfortable with. But whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
It's 214-413250.
Okay. Now, let me go ahead and just verify this information before I send this up to you and to the law firm. I do want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. And now you were at the Charles H. Hickey Jr. School, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now the abuse occurred 2010. You don't have the exact date. You were 14 at the time. You're currently 31. His nickname was Mr. H. You believe it was Mr. Harrison, the real name. He was 6'3", dark skin, receding hairline, black hair color. Could have been in his mid-30s. No glasses, tattoos, or anything like that.
Yeah.
He was an officer at the school.
Yes.
And then you spell your name A-D-R-I-A-N, last name C-O-K-E-R.
Yes.
Your date of birth, 1/30/94.
Yes.
Your social, 214-413-250.
Yes.
Email address, last name, first name, 44@gmail.com.
Yes.
Your best phone number, 443-535-2368.
Yes.
And then your property address, 2515 25th Street Southwest, Akron, Ohio.
Yes.
Perfect. And then we do have your mother here, Carolyn, as the emergency contact, 443-535-2368. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and get you over the documents. Now, are you familiar with DocuSign? Did you get that?
I'm waiting for it. No, I ain't received no email yet.
So you should have just received it. It would have been a text message as well. Text message and an email.
Okay. Wait 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got it.
Perfect. So go ahead and get those. Get that opened up. And then the law firm you're working with, they're called Phillips Law Firm. And so how this is going to work, once they kind of get this out, once I get these documents back from you, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at them, just basically verify, you know, everything fits within their criteria. And then, so they'll call you and then also send you an email within about 24 to 48 hours. They're going to call you from a 602 number that I'm going to send to your text messages now, as well as my contact information.
Still there?
Yep, I'm still here. And so you should have just got that text message from me as well.
I got it.
Perfect.
right? It's in the front and back of my ID?
Just the front, I believe, just the front.
Yeah, I just got finished pulling it out.
Perfect. Yep, I just got them back. So I'll be able to send them up to the law firm now. And so, like I said, the law firm I'm working with is Phillips Law Group. So be on the lookout. I sent you the number that they should be calling from. Okay. It'll be the 602-922 number. That'll be about 24 to 48 hours. So about Friday, if not Friday, then Monday. They'll give you a call. It is really important that when you see that call, to answer it. If not, you can always give them a call back if you miss a call, anything like that. But it is very important that you actually speak to the law firm in order, for them to actually get your case started, okay?
Okay.
And do you have any other questions, comments, concerns for me, Adrian?
No.
No. All right. Well, I do appreciate you telling me your story, sir. I am very sorry that happened to you. If you ever need, to call, text, you have my information. That is my direct line, that 949 number. So you can call me, text me whenever. I'm in California. So I'm here Monday through Friday. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem at all. You have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.